grip with one thought in 1 second. I step away from everything external and I connect with my deepest self. One thought, 1 second, I go within. And in this silence, in the silence, I, the soul, this point of living energy, I'm absorbed in peace. Completely absorbed in peace. In this silence, I remember. I return. I am rejuvenated, recharged. I have no other thoughts. I become aware of who I am. And with one thought, I return home, the home of blessed silence, purifying silence, my home, the land of original liberation. Golden red silence of my home. I feel complete. I feel free. And in my home, I see the eternal friend, light. This light is calling me, welcoming me to unite. And as I come closer, I remember this original companionship, this original friendship, and as the light, the rays of love go deep, I feel purified, liberated from my old self. I melt I am free from myself through this love of the divine friend, the purifier. Baba, you constantly remind me to remember you. Baba, Father. I sit here with you, absorbed in you. Absorbed. I am liberated. I am cleansed. I am filled. I belong. In eternity, I remember to whom I belong. And we all belong to the home and to the Father. And there is only unity, purity, and love. I remain in this awareness. I remain here with you. Light and peace. I am filled. I am made complete. Remembrance makes us inward looking. It's not only silence that does this, but remembrance. Because in remembrance, I remember my soul, my home, and my Father. These three things. And during today, there was that practice of one thought, one second, turning within, then what gradually happens, the soul stays within. Well, of course the soul is always within, but the awareness of acting from inside, observing from the inside. I'm not caught up with the sound, with what I see and what I hear. although I see and hear, I'm not caught up with it. This is what it means to be inward looking. And when I, the soul, have stabilized myself in this inner concentration, this inner awareness, very naturally, very easily, I do not get caught up in anyone or anything. It requires a lot of attention. But when there is loveful attention, then there's the motivation to keep practicing this very, very, very sacred direction from Baba. Go beyond. When I go beyond, it means I go in and I connect with the home and the Father. And whilst being here, I'm seeing things. I'm seeing the scenes of drama from the perspective of eternity, not just from the perspective of time and action and consequence. Because again, I can get caught up. And it's not a matter just I make the effort to go up. Baba is also pulling the soul to himself. The more I wish for purity, deep, real purity, the more I wish for liberation, Baba will pull the soul more. And when the soul is beyond in that land and in that connection, then Baba's rays are able to do their miracles within. The biggest miracle is to dissolve karmic accounts. The greatest blessing that direct connection with God gives the soul is the greatest blessing any human soul can have. The blessing of karmic accounts being dissolved through the power of love. And when there is this dissolving, then it's so much more easy for those original sanskars to emerge and to express. So the more I am beyond and in connection, the more I have the power to be here. Because to live here, in the Iron Age, at a time when it is very extreme, on every level, it requires a lot of power to serve. The power of purity that is given by Baba to the soul will give it the power to face, to be inclusive, to understand, to accommodate, to let go, to see beyond the appearances. Because if there's not this power of the purity given by God, then the soul finds it very difficult to be here as a server. Struggles, battles, wants to separate, cannot keep the tree within its heart. powerful soul does keep the tree of life within the heart, in the sense that, yes, as the instrument to serve the tree. So to be beyond gives unlimited capacity and unlimited possibilities. Anything can be done. Baba has often put the two words together, purity and wonder. Great wonders happen through the power of purity, but how to stabilize in purity, to be inward looking, to be beyond, and to do this very consistently during the day. To be a student means to hear and to do. And when there's the doing, then one becomes the embodiment. And when one is the embodiment, then there's the power to change the old into the new, the iron into gold, and to guide souls back to wherever they wish to go within the tree. But all of them will go back home. They are my brothers, all of them. When Baba pulls the soul beyond, there's no rush, there's no push. There's no demand, there's no fear, there's no pressure, just welcome. Baba has said, I invite you to have this direct connection. But because it's subtle, have to keep attention on it. This is the angel. Brahma Baba is the Avyet angel. He teaches us also how to become angels, but we have to remain in the corporeal. The Avyet within the corporeal. But if I'm connected beyond, I'm connected to the Eternal Father. I'm connected to the angelic father, and both engines give the power in the form of purity, in the form of light, and the soul can be here, and it must be here. Especially, it must make sure it's beyond influence. Angelic power is to be in the middle of impurity and not to be affected, and to keep, be able to serve that impurity. So it also changes. That in one class she was saying that angels are not number wise. Deities are number wise, but not angels. Either one is or one isn't. It's quite absolute. Because if there's any little thing, It becomes the door to make the soul lose this feeling of being beyond whilst being here. It can be a little irritation, it can be a little anger, a little desire, some type of dependency pulls the soul down. And that subtle power, that subtle light, can evaporate. And sometimes I may not notice. So this is why Baba says, revise and realize, revise and realize. And to become angelic, especially to revise the determined thought that whilst I'm here, I also remain beyond. The angel is the one in the middle between eternity and time, between God and all souls, has to bring them together. This, and it's only purity that can make this happen. That's not just knowledge or just service as such. Very deep remembrance of the predestined self, very deep remembrance, very deep companionship with both fathers creates that canopy of purity which, whilst being here, the soul is not influenced. Because it's a very important thing not to be influenced by situation, by the personality of others, or the personality of the self. To maintain that genuine light. To be so transparent that the ones who are served are able to feel God, see Baba. This is the real service. So, in this traffic control, let me, with 1 second and 1 thought, go in and go beyond. Second, I go beyond. I, the soul, from my home, come into the world of angels, the world of subtle light. And in this world, I remember my predestined self, the self of every confluence, the angelic being, my father and mother have created me. An angel. angel is a direct child, a direct student. I am guided, I am sustained by my father and mother in this angelic world. Everything of the old human consciousness is taken out, dissolved, so that there is only pure light, pure thought, pure love. I become conscious, I become aware who I am at this moment. And the destiny of the self with my father and mother, the eternal and the angelic. I remain here . My awareness is here. My consciousness is here. But I must go to the earth, into the drama, to spread the Father's light. The Father's love. From beyond, I come here . I am here in the corporeal world . But very often, with 1 second and 1 thought, I return there. Here and there, through thought, through awareness. The angelic consciousness fills every task with selflessness, and then others can gain unlimited benefit. Now, in the silence, let me remain in the awareness of the angelic. Its reality and its power, non-physical light, non-physical love and peace. Everything comes from a pure point, a pure reference, unpolluted. Awareness. The angelic being, eternally this, every cycle, every cycle.